This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1511. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 6th, DX News from Antarctica, Brazil, China, Guyana, India, Monaco, Slovakia, Uganda. New frequencies for Chile, China, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Italy, Myanmar, Africa. Reactivations from Brazil, Mexico, Papua New Guinea, Turkmenistan, Nashville, and Uruguay. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. I've now confirmed that LRA 36 Antarctica is on the air 5 days a week, between 12 and 15 UT, Monday through Friday, because I've heard it on every single day, one week or another. In fact, almost every weekday, only one date was it inaudible due to propagation, I assume, and that was Monday, May 3rd. 15476 also makes a non-standard 4 kilohertz heterodyne with the next frequency up, 15480, which is quite a tip-off that you've got at least the carrier from Antarctica, and often that's all I can hear. It's quite weak, but now and then a bit of audio comes through identifiable as Spanish, or more likely with music, from 12 to 15 UT, Monday through Friday. Don't give up if you don't hear it at high GMT noon, because on May 4th, it did not come on until 12:04. More on the remote reactivated Brazilian we mentioned last week, Radio Roraima in Boa Vista. The original report lacked the time, but Rogildo Fontenelle Aragão follows up. He heard it at 02:45 UT on the 26th of April. On the 28th, he tried to hear it at 02:30 but could not. And then at 02:15 UT on the 1st of May, he was hearing it again with a weak signal. The frequency is measured at 4875.5 by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, who heard it April 30th from 2247 to 2306, an ID at the RTOP, and then the government program at 2300, A Voz do Brasil. And we have some more reports of this now, each on a slightly different frequency. I suppose it varies. According to Bob Wilkner in Florida, 4875.52. at 09:45 on the 26th of April. Also heard at 23:30 on the 28th and at 10:30 UT on the 29th. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania, the NASFA flash sheet says 4875.4. Radio Difusora Roraima, heard from 03:37 to sign off at 04:04 April 29th. And on April 30th at 22:35, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden in shortwave bulletin measured it to three decimal places, 4875.481, and he heard a clear ID. And this week another Brazilian is reported reactivated on 6,000 kilohertz, Rádio Guaíba in Porto Alegre, May 1st at 11 UT, says Arnaldo Slayen in Argentina. If it's also on in the evening, that means more interference for Radio Havana, Cuba. I am pleased to report that CVC in Chile has finally eliminated the dirty, mushy spurs which have been accompanying the relay of HCJB on 11920 for months and months, varying around 20 kilohertz above and below the proper frequency. When I checked May 1, they were gone. That's the good news. Now the bad news, a different spur problem from the same transmitter site. It seems the 11665 broadcast of CVC La Voz itself between 23 and 02 UT puts out some different spurs, some extremely distorted and loud spikes covering roughly 11795 to 11825. And there's another one about equidistant below 11665, but it's obscured by another spur around 11510 from WEWN on 11520. Last week, we reported that Yunnan PBS in China, minority language service, planned to move, as of May 1st, from 6973 to 7210. Seichi Hasegawa, Japan, points out there was a typo in the old frequency. It was really 6937. As of May 4th, that frequency was missing, so the frequency change may have happened to 7210, but he could not confirm it due to heavy interference from Vietnam on the same frequency. Two regional stations in China have been clashing with each other on 5050. Now that's been resolved by one of them moving to 5010, where it can clash with India. Ron Howard in California found on May 5th, Guangxi Beibu Bay Radio, or BBR, on 5010 between 1321 and 1400. It's in Vietnamese. There were multi-language IDs at the bottom of the hour. At the moment, no interference from All India Radio, but there's likely to be. He says, after 1400, they were back on their normal frequency, 5050. So maybe they're on 5010 till 14, and then 5050 from 14 to 16 UT due to China Huayi Broadcasting, which signs off 5050 at 1300. Further monitoring needed to confirm just exactly what's happening here. Fire Drake, traditional Chinese music-only jamming, continues to show up on a different set of frequencies every morning as we scan the bands between 8 and 19 megahertz. So there's not much point in my listing them off here, but you can reference our logs in the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-18, via worldofradio.org. Another thing you may read about in detail in DX Listening Digest, our observations of anomalies concerning the Dentro-Cuban jamming command and Radio Havana, Cuba. Jamming is often on the air against nothing, and Radio Havana is often broadcasting contrary to its own schedule. Alokesh Gupta forwards the new schedule labeled A10, but apparently it just now came out for TDP in Belgium, the broker for mostly clandestine broadcasts from a variety of transmitter locations outside Belgium. Most interesting is that La Voix de Djibouti, that new clandestine which came on a few weeks ago, which was Thursdays only at 1530 to 1630 on 15165, that it has a new time and frequency, but it's still on Thursdays only, 1200 to 1300 UT on 17880. Wolfgang Büschel says the transmitter site for that one is Samara, Russia. TDP says the language is Somali, but I would hazard a guess that French is also used, if not Afar. Although supposedly somewhat friendly with the U.S., Ethiopia continues to jam the Voice of America because of elections coming up in that country. They don't want any outside opinions getting in. Robert Förster in Germany has been monitoring the additional frequencies VOA has put on the 18 UT Amharic transmission, the newest one being 17565. But on May 1st, that too was hit by jamming, but not until 1818 UT. Maybe it took them that long to find it. He says 12140 and 13870 showed similar jamming phenomena, but it's only partly effective on 17, as most of the modulation got through to Germany, at least. Who knows about the target area? Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was also monitoring this on May 3rd. He says the entire transmission is 1730 to 1930 UT, with half an hour in Oromo, an hour in Amharic, and another half hour in Tigrinya. And they were all subject to hiss jamming. 11925, 12140, and 13870 at 1730 were jammed. Then at 1800, hissing on 9620, 11925, 11975, 12140, 13835, 13870, and 15730. So the bottom line is, will Ethiopia run out of jamming transmitters before VOA runs out of programming transmitters? We have many more reports of reactivated GBC Guyana on slightly below 3290 kHz. I won't go into more details this week, but suffice it to say, If there's a darkness path between you and Guyana, it's worth giving it a try, as I believe they're on the air all night. Meanwhile, we have more news from the transmitter engineer who is responsible for their reactivation, Jamie Labadia, who wrote us on May 1st. He says 3290 is on the air full time rather than going to 5950 in the daytime. We did some tests on 5950, but they were getting heavy interference from a station in Portuguese. Was that Brazil? So Guyana are going to apply for a frequency in the 60-meter band for daytime. He says the audio levels drift around. Much of the recorded material is hummy and very low level. Direct feeds from BBC, however, are loud enough to work with, as well as some of the live talk shows. On May 3rd, I was surprised to find the All India Radio General Overseas Service on 9690, which is supposed to be in English, in some other language, shortly after it started at 1334 UT. This continued past 1415 when the language changed. I'm pretty sure they were really broadcasting Dari and then switching to Pashto, languages which are also scheduled at that time but supposed to be on other frequencies from a different transmitter site. Boy, are they fouled up. However, the next 2 days, English was back on 9690, and the same thing happened with the parallel 13710. On SW Programs, Richard Cuff refers us to a non-shortwave program, which has been added to WRN broadcast. It's Asia Calling, originating with the private station in Indonesia, KBR68H. The schedule is the North American service of WRN, UT Sundays and Mondays at 0230. To Europe, Saturdays and Sundays at 20 UT, and to Africa and Asia, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 UT. Giampiero Bernardini reports that Radio Maria in Andrate, Italy, is on the air again, heard May 1st at 15 UT on 26,000 kilohertz even. It had been for a while on 26010. Got a weak signal parallel to their FM outlet. He's close enough to hear both by ground wave. He says the power is around 50 watts in AM, and that means they're still not doing DRM, which was supposedly the reason for that frequency being in use. You may not expect to hear it very far away. However, in Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves pulled it in May 2nd, from 10:03 to fade out at 10:45, no doubt by sporadic E. On April 29th, I was delighted to find that Radio Universidad de San Luis Potosí, Mexico, had been reactivated on 6045. They were playing Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1 at 12:05 UT, which I think they play every morning as their opening theme, but it lasts over 6 minutes before they actually do the sign-on announcements, and the times for that vary somewhat. After a talk segment, they go into more classical music around 12:12 UT. I've heard it in a number of mornings since. In fact, it's detectable just about every morning, but it's quite a weak signal, fading out maybe around 1300. We have daylight shifting time to thank for forcing XCXQ to sign on an hour earlier, while some propagation remains, but that window will narrow until we get past solstice. Luckily, there's no interference on the frequency, at least during that hour. Checking the archives of DX Listening Digest, I find it was last reported on January 17th of last year, and I had last heard it the previous month in December 08. Julian Santiago in Mexico City has been in contact with the station and has some more information. The power running is 450 watts with the previous antenna, which is a V, oriented north-south, which I guess means we have a bit of an advantage in this direction. They reactivated the frequency on the 28th of April, and the schedule is from 12 to 04 UT daily. However, after 05:30, I have been hearing a very weak suboptimal heterodyne on that frequency and suspect they may leave the transmitter on later than that, especially if you hear some classical music. The Medio Magazine, your monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1511. Your contribution's always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Christian Gibodo in Nice, France reminds us that Radio Monaco is still on the air. That is a broadcast station relayed by a coastal station with news in French, but it's only for 3 minutes, Monday through Friday at 11 UT. But it's on four frequencies, so it might well propagate a considerable distance, especially the highest one, 17260, also on 13146, 8728, and 4363. More on Myanmar appearing on the inconvenient frequency 6035 we mentioned last week from Ron Howard. He's logged at some other dates since then, such as May 1st at 1208 to 1337. This is despite the fact that PBS Yunnan, or Shangri-La, is already on 6035 as well as neighboring Bhutan, the only frequency, in fact, of BBS in Bhutan. In DSWCI DX window, Anker Peterson, visiting India, says he talked with Supratik Sanatani and they agreed this broadcast from Myanmar could be a kind of jamming since Myanmar is not a member of the SAARC, a summit hosted by Bhutan at that time. Ron Howard says, you're probably correct. It looks suspicious that they would start to do that. Hard to believe they would deliberately jam Bhutan after reading that they want better relations with their Asian neighbors. Brian Clark in New Zealand says the English broadcast at 03 to 04 UT from Radio Sultanate of Oman on 15355 is often heard, but generally a poor signal. On April 13th, there were Western Pops and an English DJ at 0315 and closing announcements at 0356. He also reports that Radio Central, Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, was reactivated April 29th on 3290. Heard at 0809 with NBC National News and Talk Pigeon. Port of Fair. Note that's the same frequency as Guyana, also reactivated recently, but on that occasion he was only hearing PNG. In Australian DX News and then in DX Listening Digest 10-18, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria has compiled by monitoring a schedule for Saudi Arabia, since that appears to be the only way to get one. Lots of time spent there, and our congratulations to him on his diligence. No surprises as far as English, but that's only a small portion of their broadcasting at 10 to 1230 on 15250, and as I believe I recently mentioned, if they turn the transmitter on before 0800 in French, you may hear some English on 17785. And Wolfgang Büschel says BSKSA plans to add some more languages, but not heard yet, Somali, Chinese, and Pashto. Jean-Michel Aubier in France notes something very strange now on the frequency schedule of Radio Slovakia International. It says from May 1st to September 30th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday broadcasting will only take place on one frequency. Highlighted frequencies on the schedule will be broadcast during even weeks. Frequencies not highlighted will be during odd weeks. There will be no changes on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, our first problem is to figure out which weeks are even and which weeks are odd. On the Media Network blog, Kai Lubig says, apparently just a strange approach to save about 20% of frequency hours, but under any circumstances keep the slots clear of other occupants, hoping that the cuts can be revoked later. Not considering how convenient these changes are for potential listeners. Last week, we mentioned a pending strike by journalists at Radio Exterior de España. In ODXA, Mark Cody says this did have an effect on the shortwave broadcasts. The midnight UT transmission in English, May 1st, on 6055, had only an announcement at the start and then was filled by Spanish music. Yet another follow-up from last week. In the DX South Asia Yahoo group, Alokesh Gupta says SLBC Sri Lanka announced they would be back on 15745 from the 7th of May. At midnight 55 to 0330 UT, they had been using 15120 due to transmitter problems for that English broadcast. However, 15120 has co-channel interference from China after 0300. This all-Asia service of SLBC extends to 0430 on Sundays, also on 6005 and 9770. Although WBCQ has greatly expanded its time on 9330, including all the hours when Radio Damascus Syria is also using that frequency, apparently it was no problem for Jean-Michel Aubier in France, who was hearing Damascus on both its frequencies, 9330 with good reception, in French at 1903 in parallel to 12085. He wonders if they've finally repaired their transmitters. Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, was also hearing the English hour at 21, concluding at 2202 on 12085, a fair level, but a loud hum in the audio made reception very difficult. Jari Savolainen in Finland says on May 5th at 1750, I noted Turkmenistan again active on 5015, a strong signal and mostly good modulation, mainly in the USB mode. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal was surprised to hear punchy, clear modulation from Radio Uganda on 4976, May 2nd at 2143 to 2158 in vernacular. He wonders how long that will last. Radio Ukraine International still not being heard on shortwave. However, you may listen to their programs on demand via the website. There's a new Hello from Kyiv mailbag for May 1st. Mike Barraclough listened to that, and in response to one listener, this is what they said. RUI never stopped shortwave broadcasting to any direction, but its signal may not be audible in North America and some other places due to temporary technical problems. Our managers and engineers say everything's going to be okay soon. Well, what in the world do they mean by that? Are they still running according to the schedule, but at extremely low power? Or is the studio not aware of what's really not happening with the transmitters? I ask Europeans to please strain to detect any of these scheduled RUI frequencies. Mike Terry forwards a story May 2nd from the Sunday Times headlined Terminal Cuts Loom at BBC World Service. It's braced for the loss of up to a quarter of its budget, cuts of 18% to 25%, after Foreign Office officials indicated its 272 megapound annual budget would be reduced from April next year. A World Service source said the effect of a 25% cut would be pretty much terminal. Well, I say, since BBC left the Western Hemisphere out in the cold years ago, we can't get too upset about any further cuts. Still, quite a lot could be accomplished with only 204 megapounds. That's hardly terminal. How many other external broadcasters have anywhere near that much to spend? I've been wondering whether the medium wave frequency at Marathon, Florida, of Radio Marti, 1180, is still off the air after a month. Apparently it is, as I happen to hear an announcement on shortwave, 6030, May 4th at 1230 about it. They say it's off the air, but it is only temporary. Radio Marti was the subject of a lot of news this week due to a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, or rather a report the committee released dated April 29th, saying research shows less than 2% of Cubans listen to Radio Marti and claims that TV Marti has any stable viewership are suspect. The panel was led by Democratic Senator John Kerry, who sharply criticized the Office of Cuba Broadcasting. And as soon as he did that, I heard a gleeful report to that effect, quoting him on Radio Havana, Cuba. The report, entitled Cuba, Immediate Action is Needed to Ensure the Survivability of Radio and TV Marti, calls for moving the Office of Cuba Broadcasting to Washington and integrate it with the Voice of America to boost its standards. OCB must clean up its operation by implementing editorial standards and drawing better on-air staff and managers. That's from one of many stories on AFP via Media Network. VOA News Now has been running promos for Daybreak Asia, says Mike Cooper in Georgia. And KimAndrewElliott.com says this is new VOA English programming. VOA News Now is no more. In its place, VOA is soft-launched, that is, without publicity, new regional programming for East and Southeast Asia called Daybreak Asia in their mornings and Crossroad Asia in their evenings, and also for the Middle East, the latter so far without any shortwave frequencies can be heard only on the web stream. The hard launch of the new format will be on May 16th. Monitoring on Wednesday, May 5th, I was disappointed to find that some of our favorite features on World News Now, such as Wordmaster, had vanished. Let's hope they're still somewhere on the VOA schedule. Checking the updated May schedule of WWCR and confirming what we've noticed by monitoring, both Brother Scare and Pastor Pete Peters are back on that station during limited hours. There was a slight problem in Nashville with the flooding, which put WWCR off the air as of Sunday, May 2nd, and it did not return until the morning of May 5th. I kept checking their frequencies. 13845 was first to come back, accounting for one transmitter, and two more transmitters were back on the air in the afternoon with only one still missing. We don't yet know the extent of the damage. It may have been just a power outage, which also affected much of the city. I hesitate to mention this in case they change yet again, but Area 51 DX programs from WBCQ 5110 on Sunday evenings moved again last week. Pirates Week at 0200 UT Mondays and International Radio Report following at 0230. Lots of excellent programming from webcasting station WHRB at Harvard. May is another orgy month, and it's far from all classical music, wide range of topics, talk shows as well. You can access their complete schedule in UT-4 at whrb.org. Here's another exotic week station on 6045 besides XEXQ. Brian Clark in New Zealand says Radio Sarandi in Uruguay may have reactivated. A news talk format in upper sideband only, April 29th and 30th at 0809 on 6045. And intriguing an ID on 4900 or up to 50 hertz low, heard by Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal and Thomas Nielsen in Sweden on Saturday, May 1st, between 2224 and 23 UT in French. They think it's probably coming from West Africa, so it could be one of the stations previously on or near that frequency, Senegal, Guinea, or Chad. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 4th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, until May 29th, peaking at 25 and 5. Solar flux dropping from 86 on May 6th to 75 on the 16th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1511.